Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show here on Sean and RJ. This is DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, and the Coach's Show is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys Commanders on this radio station, pregame starting at 9 a.m., kickoff with Brad and Babe at noon. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How was vacation?
It sucked. I always tell fathers, don't have kids or get a lot of nanny help. So don't have them till you're really rich. They've been sick for about a month. So it's been torture, Coach. But thank you for asking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How many diapers? Like
good family time. Huh?
Yeah. How many diapers did you change percentage wise out of 10 diapers? Did you change 2, 3? Were you just in the office a lot?
I'll just say this. I changed the diaper every opportunity I had, but I mean,
there were many
that probably equated to what, 10%, 20%.
And then
I didn't have a problem with it, but yeah, I have a job that, you know, we work a lot.
Yeah. And then I got a youth sports problem. You know, Choppy's all baseball dad here, and I don't want to sit outside at 8 a.m. in 100 degrees. And RJ says, no, that's the best part. And I know you love attending and participating in the youth sporting events around here, but the practice, the schedule, isn't it too much? They practice more than you guys do.
No, I think it's incredible. I mean, the youth sports are in Texas, especially Dallas, I'm so impressed with. I do love it. I love watching my kids practice. I love watching them play games. There's nothing like it.
All right. Maybe I'll have a third one. Then you talk.
Yeah. You need to come around.
My wife will send you a thank you card. Coach, a lot of there's the list of incentives is going around the league of what player can hit this and that. How do you approach that? Do you sit down and go, I'm going to get my guy this? Is it a front office discussion where sometimes maybe that type of payment doesn't want to be kicked out? How do you approach the whole incentive thing, if at all?
You know, to be honest with you, the financial part of it is, you know, I'm not really involved in that. I couldn't tell you with, you know, the contracts, the specifics of our players. I mean, usually when, you know, I'm asked to speak on it is something like today, but yeah, I'm not totally engaged with their incentives, but I mean, I am aware if Rico, you know, looking to, you know, hit 1,000 yards, you know, or, you know, CD hitting 1,000 yards. I mean, those things are you're definitely statistical goals, or because, you know, it's part of the analytics, you know, profiles that we get each and every week on our desk on Monday and Tuesdays.
Are you the one that delivers the Pro Bowl news first, or have these guys gotten that information? I saw a video of Eric DaCosta letting Derrick Henry know and stuff. Do you get that info first to deliver it to the guys? And if so, how much of a joy is it for them still?
I mean, every place is different. In the way it's done here, Jerry delivers the news, and then we follow up in the morning with the presentation and team meeting.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 through the Fan. You know, in a game like this where, you know, the standings don't matter, how do you judge and gauge and, use players that normally don't get a lot of snaps and giving them snaps this week versus using the guys that, that got you to week 18 all year?
That's a great question. I think just like anything, you know, practice does matter. And, you know, it's about creating opportunities because, you know, you go through the whole season, you know, long before this point where you have players that are battling every week and, you know, they're not on the 48, you know, so, and that's tough for those guys each and every week. So, you know, it's not like you just have 48 players or 49 players each week that, you know, make it to participate in the game. So, you know, that matters. You know, a great example of that would be Deuce Vaughn. I mean, there's, you know, Deuce is always, you know, battling to be up each week, and then it, you know, it, situation usually it comes down to special teams, but, you know, but he practices. I mean, you know, you can see he's improving, he's getting better and better, but, you know, you have that pretty much throughout your football team with your young players.
Coach, you know, we in the media, we've probably asked you and Jerry dozens of times about Trey Lance, when's Trey Lance going to get a shot? You know, is that something where that question, though, even as a competitor, has ever been posed to you guys by Trey himself? Like, hey, am I going to get a shot to step in this week?
I think not as a direct, but I think just like anything, you know, actions speak louder than words. And what I see in Trey every single day is he's always prepared. You know, he prepares as if he is, you know, going to get that opportunity. And your whole quarterback room has to prepare that way. And that's part of why it's structured the way it is, where, you know, everybody has a role in there, you know, throughout the week of preparation to make sure we're all engaged. Because, you know, there's a lot that goes into game planning each week. No one has more responsibility than the quarterback position. And Trey is always prepared to be ready to go.
What's been different about Trey now versus when you first saw him walk on the field last year?
Oh, I just think, you know, his fundamentals, I think clearly, you know, everybody teaches a little different, you know, how the footwork is tied to the perimeter routes, you know, the command at the line of scrimmage, you know, the communication network is different for every offense. So, you know, all those things. So, I mean, he's improved in every area, and that's, you know, that's just a credit to, you know, his hard work. It's a credit to Scott Tolzien. You know, these men put a lot of extra time. You know, they're down on the Ford Center field here in about 15 minutes, you know, going through a pre-practice before work. So, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of time that's put into playing the quarterback position. And Trey and Will's down there, will be down there also this morning. But these guys put a lot of extra time in.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Mike, I think it was actually Ted Thompson who had given an interview in the past and said, when you're looking at smaller school guys, for instance, on tape coming out in the draft, you need to see them walk on water because of the level of competition. You need to see them play above such a high level. When you're evaluating at practice and you're trying to determine a guy who competitively is going to take a starting job or anything like that, do you have to see them perform so high above in the practice setting, or is it just a straight, all right, this guy's been better than this guy, so he's going out there on the field?
Well, I think it's really a universal evaluation question. I mean, when you're watching anybody compete, you know, who they're competing against is always part of the, you know, the equation of putting a grade on somebody. I mean, that's always been the case. I mean, that's some of the best evaluations. And I know what I've been experienced is, you know, you're watching another guy and you notice somebody else. I remember we were watching Derek Carr coming out a few years back and then, you know, halfway through the tape, it's like, well, who the hell's the receiver? You know, and it was Devontae Adams. So, I mean, yeah, so you're always in tune with, you know, who they're playing with, who they're playing against. But yeah, definitely that's part of the evaluation formula.
Coach, we were looking at some of the analytical numbers about, you know, in recent weeks, for instance, against Tampa a couple weeks ago, you guys were running tighter formations than you had on average this year. There were more four receiver sets, I think, in that game than there had been in recent games. You started running Kevontae Turpin a little bit more inside than it looked like had been used this year. Is some of that stuff lately just been matchup dependent?
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or are you tweaking some things and saying, you know what, let's see if we can have some success with this and trying to figure out some stuff that might work heading into next year as well?
Couple things. Number one, you're always game planning against your opponent. The health of your offense and defense really factors in to that more than you would think. Just the things that you feel better about what each player can do and things you might want to stay away from. So, I mean, there's just a lot of different variables in that. As far as Turpin, I mean, we've been running outside zones and edge plays with him. So that really hasn't, if he cuts it back in the inside, that really isn't an inside run. But so that's been the same. But we have, always been conscientious of trying to get the ball distributed to the perimeter guys. And, sometimes, a player's opportunities based on game plan are going to be higher than, higher one week to the next, and obviously with CD out, we're definitely looking for the other guys to take advantage of the opportunities because, CD was always our lead focal point as far as ball distribution. So, and the formations of, how we need to run the ball, how I like to run the ball. I mean, all those factor in how we line up each and every week.
Mike McCarthy brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company here on DFW Sports Station with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. I was thinking about this with Jaden Daniels, and we always talk about this time of year, the rookie wall. Is the rookie wall a thing? Is it more of a thing with a 17-game season? And how do you approach that if it is a thing, Coach?
Well, in Jaden's case, I hope it shows up this week. it wasn't in place against Atlanta. That's real. I think that's, things you watch on an individual basis. That's an important, focal point, particularly for the assistant coaches and the support staff. That's part of that, communication, staying engaged with your guys. And it's definitely something that I'm aware of, from a big picture as far as scheduling. You have to, factor in, it's not as much for the rookies too, but it's, this time of year and, playing on Thanksgiving every year and, because December is always, the point where you got to be really on top of, the players' practice, their workload capacity and just the efficiency has to be the highest of the season. So, yeah, all those things play into it. And the rookies have the biggest challenge because, they've never been through the length of this season. And it's the longest year of their life. They play their senior year, prep for the combine, everything goes into that. And then they got to, train a different way for that. And then the combine's over. And then they go right to a mini camp. And then so they're back into the football. And, that leads all the way up into the training camp. And, their training camp's longer than they've been accustomed to, and they play 20 games at least. So, that's a tremendous threshold for rookies to get over in this league, and you have to be in tune with that.
How do you weigh your competitiveness versus your friendship with DQ with the playoff and postseason berth?
What do you mean?
You just outright joy for Coach Quinn making the postseason, or there's a little NFC East like, yeah, congratulations, man. Your competitiveness versus your friendship with Dan and happy for him getting into the postseason.
Yeah, I think like anything, when it comes to competing, I'm looking forward to competing against Dan and his team. But on a personal level, you're always happy for, to see your friends do well. But, I definitely want to make sure we're doing better than he is in the future. But I am happy for Dan.
Coach, you've said all year you're not going to discuss your contract situation. So instead of looking ahead to anything like that, just kind of reflective and looking back over the last 5 years, What has this 5 years been like for you in Dallas as a coach and as a family man, kind of, you know, setting his family here in North Texas? What do you look back over the last 5 years and reflect on in Dallas?
It's been a great experience for our family. The start was different than anything, any of us could ever imagine, with the pandemic and the family not being here the first year or so. So it was a very tough start, to say the least, both personally and professionally, just to start a football program during that year, clearly, wasn't ideal, and it didn't go very well either. So, I'd say it was a rough start, but I felt like year two, we got the program, going in the right direction and have done a lot of good things, over the course of these 4 years. This year was the challenges were high and we didn't get through them to the point that, put us in the playoffs. So that's a bit of a disappointment, but this has been a great experience, for my family. My family really enjoys, living here. I can't say enough about the North Dallas, the city of Dallas. PCA is a phenomenal school. I can't say enough about the culture that they have over there. And it's been an awesome experience for our family.
Is it about what you expected it was going to be? I mean, you can never really tell what a job is going to be like until you're in it. But I mean, the minutia that gets talked about here, is it about what you expected or more?
I mean, the radio shows are a pain in the ass. Other than that, it's about what I thought it'd be. But no, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, it's one of a kind. I love coming to work every day, and I think it's doing this as long as I've done it. That's a gauge for me. If I don't jump out of bed, then it's time to maybe do something else. But I do. I love getting here. Love here, getting there early. I love the players, the coaches, and this is what it's all about. And for my family, the city, I've been to Dallas over the years, so I've always liked coming here, and I've been down here on a personal level, a lot of times, both Dallas and Austin. But living out here in the North Dallas has just been awesome. I don't know if this is such an incredible place to raise a family, so. It's been an awesome experience for us.
Coach, we know you're all about, championships. Do you just view it as, do you view it through that lens and deciding whether it was a success or not, or you allow the gray area to come in and you're like, no, didn't win a title so far, so not a success? How do you view it?
Well, definitely. I think you clearly, once you're able to, lift the Lombardi Trophy, there's really nothing else to do this for, in my opinion. That's my approach, and that's what makes me go every day. But I'm not ignorant to the fact of levels of success, because you have to achieve different levels of success, and what you learn through those experiences, there's different devils at every level, and that's why I think clearly handling success is the biggest challenge in our game. As we're sitting here today, this is not where we expected to be, but this is where we are. So there's a lot of value in going through the adversity that we have gone through, and it'll definitely pay forward, especially most importantly for the young players.
Well, look, on a personal level, just, for radio nerding out purposes, we thank you again. Definitely much more enjoyable than some of the past times we've done this throughout our 15 years with people. And we thank you for putting up with us with the ups and downs and all the difficult and hard questions and the personality that you gave us along with the story. So we appreciate that, Coach. Are we doing it again next year?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. It'd be awesome. No, you guys are great. And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Good luck on Sunday, man.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. Mike McCarthy, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.